AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. In the House.
Yeas are 267 and the nays are 157. The bill is passed.
Overwhelming approval of a bill to protect same-sex and interracial marriages amid concerns that the Supreme Court ruling overturning Roe v. Wade abortion access could jeopardize other rights. The Defense of Marriage Act faces an uncertain future in the evenly split Senate. Fulton County, Georgia District Attorney Fannie Willis investigating whether former President Donald Trump and others illegally interfered in the 2020 general election in the state has told 16 Republicans who served as fake electors they could face criminal charges. Much of Europe has been hit by a record-shattering, life-threatening heat wave, which has sparked wildfires from Portugal to the Balkans. Temperatures hit more than 104 degrees Fahrenheit in Britain.
Now, I do worry for people who are elderly and people who don't deal with the heat very well.
There have been hundreds of heat-related deaths across Europe. Health insurance rates are going up in a number of states.
According to a Kaiser Family Foundation review of rate filings, health insurers in individual marketplaces across 13 states and Washington, D.C. will raise rates an average of 10% next year. Those marketplaces are Georgia, Indiana, Iowa, Kentucky, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, New York, Oregon, Rhode Island, Texas, Vermont, and Washington State. In California, officials said Tuesday a 6% rate increase is coming next year for the 1.7 million people who purchase coverage through Covered California. Congress is debating whether to extend financial help for consumers through the American Rescue Plan, which included significant funding to keep insurance premiums low for purchases through state marketplaces. I'm Mike Gracia.
This is AP News. The lasting effects after surviving COVID. AP's Ed Donahue has this.
Freddie Fernandez spent 5 months in a hospital in Missouri on the most intense life support available. Fiance Vanessa Cruz says the outlook was not good.
They had told us like 5 to 6 times, you know, go talk to him, pretty much letting us know, hey, say your goodbyes because this is probably the last time you're going to probably see him.
Freddie is home with his family, but still can't go back to work and relies on oxygen to breathe. Dr. Ann Parker at Johns Hopkins says problems can last for years, and it's not just in the lungs.
They're really limited by neuropsychological and neuromuscular challenges. So we're seeing patients with PTSD-type symptoms, depression, anxiety, cognitive impairment.
For Fernandez's family, this has taught them to value life.
Because from one day to another, it can be gone.
Fernandez has abandoned his wheelchair and can now walk around the entire block pulling an oxygen canister.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.